Blog Talk Radio.
Morning from the book of
Genesis. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Kingdom Life Radio Messages. Hey, this particular message is for all the men on the globe. The message is for the men, guys. I love it. And this is your speaker today, Apostle John Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with his wonderful wife, Janice Crenshaw, at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more information about the services and, of course, the ministry, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. This is a pre-recorded message. Take care and enjoy. Bye-bye. This is Apostle John Crenshaw at the morning worship service at Kingdom Life Worship Center. God bless you.
And over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image and in his own likeness, created he him, male and female. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and make dominion, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Father God, we thank you today as you anoint these lips of clay. Let us speak that which the Holy Ghost will have us to speak, and you be glorified in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Since today is Father's Day, I want to talk about men. I want to talk about man, the man's job and responsibility that God has given him in the garden. And he said, I've given him dominion and power. I put him in charge. I put him having responsibility. And I want to look at it. He said, I give them dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Then we want to go to the verse, in all the cows and all of the things he made him, he put him in charge of. But then I want to go to verse, and I'm going to go to chapter number 2 and verse number 20. And Adam gave name to all the cows. See, God gave him a job. He had a job. He had a responsibility. Now, not only did he give him a job, he allowed him to name every animal that was created. Everything that was created, Adam named him. He gave him a job. First of all, he created man, and he gave him a job. Man had a job. Then he placed him in the garden. After he had created all of the animals, he placed him in the Garden of Eden for him to keep the garden. Now, and a lot of time we've read the minister preach that he was just in the garden and he didn't have anything to do and he just walked around in the garden and just eat and just. But he had a job. He had a responsibility. His job was to keep the garden. His job was to obey God. He had a responsibility. First of all, man was given a job. Number two, he was given a wife. Number three, he was given a family. So here, God given man a responsibility. Before he gave him a wife, he gave him a job. And I would tell any woman, before you marry a man, make sure he has a job. It's important that he works. Because the Bible says if a man don't work, he should not what? Eat. So first of all, he must be a working man. There's nothing wrong with work. Praise God. He must be a worker. He must have a responsibility. Because he need to take care of who else connected to him. When God give him a wife, he need to be able to take care of that wife. And he made him a helpmate. So when he give him a helpmate, he give him somebody to help him think. Oh, he didn't give him somebody to rule over and put him in charge over, because he said he made them male and female, and he gave them dominion. Okay, let me say that again. He gave what? Them dominion. So both of them had a responsibility, but the man had a greater responsibility than the woman. So here at Father Day, as we celebrate, fathers are so important, and a lot of fathers may be missing in families' lives today, whether our fathers are living or dead or gone on or missed or off the scene. And a lot of people may have not grown up with a daddy in their lives, but men are important. Fathers are important. It is, if you have a father, appreciate him, celebrate him, even as your husband. Praise God, celebrate that man, because it's a blessing to have a man of God that loved God. If he loved God, he's going to do exactly what God have him to do or ask him to do, that he will love his wife as he do his own self. So here we find in the scripture, he gave the man three jobs, three responsibilities. He gave him a job that he would take care of the garden. Now, in the garden, all types of fruit, and like when he talked about the birds or the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea. Now, when he given them, when you think about it, there's many, many different types of fish in the sea. That's a great responsibility to be able to name all of the types of fish in the sea. If you think about it, a group of red snapper, a mullet, and that's about all the fish I can know by name. But there are so many, many, many more fish, and you may know a lot of them. But there are many. This man was given the responsibility to name every one of those fish of the sea. Not only that, he was given to name all the birds of the air. He was given to name the buzzard, the crow, the blackbird, the red bird, the blue bird, the mockingbird, all the different types of birds. Now, there are so many other birds, praise God, in the family of the birds. So the man had a job. He had a great responsibility. He didn't have no time to sleep all day and wake up at middle of the day and say, well, I better go to work. No, he had to wake up early in the morning to be about his father's business. So it's so important that we as men learn the example from Adam, that he obeyed God, and God had given him a responsibility to give him dominion, so he was just not in charge of making things, say, go here, fish, or do this fish. The fish was in the sea. He already know. Put a fish in the water, he didn't have to teach him how to swim. He already know that's his responsibility, put in the water to swim. So he can go anywhere, and he can live. You take him out of the water, he would die. But he put him in the water, he can live. But the man's responsibility was to take care of everything. And if we as men just understand, we got such a great responsibility upon our shoulders. If we take our responsibility, it's not just one job that God has given us to do. He has given us many jobs, but he may have equipped us with one thing specially that he specialized in us for us to do. But there are many types of jobs that God has instilled within the man. So it ain't like, well, I can't find a job. Yeah, you can create one, because God has given you that responsibility. And that man, as he just sitting there, began to name the different types of fish. And after that, he started naming the different types of birds. He has to name the different kind of animals. He had to name all the creeping things that creep upon the earth. Not only did he name just the cow, the hog, the pig, the chicken. He had to name the reptiles. He had to name the bears. He had to name all the different types of animals. That was another responsibility this man had. He had a great responsibility. So we as men can't be satisfied not doing nothing. I got to talk to the men. There ain't but a few of us here. I might as well talk to the men. All of them that not married, you got a great responsibility, praise God, ahead of you. One day God going to send you a helpmate. And a helpmeet, meaning she ain't helping you get there, you already be there.
Amen. And help me, meaning she orchestrated what you already got. All right, you got a house, she makes it a home. Oh, God, can I preach in this house? I said, she makes it a home. A home without a wife is not a complete home unless you just spend and just not want to be married and God allows you to just be by yourself and you want to be by yourself if you so desire. That may be good. But he said it. He said he seen man and man was alone and man was not satisfied by being alone. He was not happy by being around just animals, birds of the air, fish of the sea, all the creeping things upon the earth, but he had nobody to talk to. Oh, God. He had nobody to communicate with and have a conversation with, and God seen that man was not alone. He said, let me make him a helpmate. Let me make him somebody, take him out of his rib, and make him somebody that he can understand. And not only that, somebody that he's going to love, somebody that he's going to cherish. So, but he made him, gave him a job. So a job is meaning is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing responsibility. So if the wife never wants to go to work, that's our job as men is to take care of the wife. That's our full responsibility. Praise God. It's a good thing if you do have a wife that's want to work to help you. She'd come along to be your helpmate, but you don't have to depend on her. You should not just depend on her, but you just appreciate her being a helpmate. Oh, God. I'll get that in a minute. So here we see that Jesus, God, put Adam in the garden, gave him a job, gave him a responsibility. He walk around, and not only that, he will tilt the ground. He's going to take care of all the different types of trees in the garden, all the different types of fruits in the garden. Everything that now growing, it was growing then in the Garden of Eden. Can you just imagine all the different types of fruit, all the different types of vegetables? Now, all the green, the beans, all of these different types of things, he had a great responsibility. So he had to do what God had commanded him to do, and he had to be a good steward over that. And then the reason when he failed, is because he had got out of the presence of God. He got out of the presence. He stayed out of the presence of the Lord too long. Anytime we think we can make it without God, we're gonna make a mistake. We're gonna have a big fall. We're gonna fail. We're gonna mess up. But here God had placed him in the garden, gave him a responsibility. He was excited about it the first day. He was excited about it the second day. He was excited about getting up in the morning, going about his job, doing his responsibility, taking care of things in the garden, seeing about all the animals, seeing about going about. I can imagine just going, looking at all the beautiful fish, but he had a responsibility to take care of everything that was there. No matter what the need was, his responsibility was that he's supposed to work. Now, we think it was the only time he was supposed to work after the fall when Adam disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit. We think that was the only time that Adam was supposed to start work. But God had intended Adam to work from the day he put him in the garden. When he created him, that was his responsibility to take care of the garden. And that alone was such a great responsibility. He could see how by him taking care of it, it should give him such a joy to see everything that God had put in his hand is being manifested. How good it is for God to give you something and you see it manifest, it bring forth a blessing in other people's lives, in other people around you lives. It changed a community, it changed an individual, it will change a person. No matter what lifestyle he come from, it will change by one man making the right decision. And it's the same way as you make the right decision, it will change the lives of so many other people. It will influence, has had such a great influence on many other people just because of what you've done. Oh, God, you may not think it had an impact, but it has such a great impact. When people see that you're willing to work and you're hard worker, you believe in just making it happen, you just get up with a mind to go make it work. You get up with a mind to be thinking about, oh, yes, this is going to work. I'm going to put forth the great effort. I'm necessarily not going to throw it together, but I'm going to put everything into this also that it can be the best. So when he put him in the garden, and after he did, he told him, he named all the animals, all the fowls of the air, and all the creeping things. Now in chapter number 4, he gave him a wife. He gave him a wife. 3 chapters later, from the first chapter to the fourth chapter, he gave him a responsibility in chapter number 1. In chapter number 2, he told him what his responsibilities was. In chapter number 4, he gave him a helpmate so he could enjoy what he had given him. So here as men, it's very much needed today that men and women, men of God, that be an example to the world that we live in today. That many fathers are not in place in family lives today. A lot of us might have grown up without a father. We might not have had a father around. But that's still not an excuse for us not to be everything that we can be, because God has already set the example for us by placing Adam in the garden. Not only that, after he placed Adam in the garden and Adam failed, he had to come back and do something about it to reconnect mankind back to God. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to reconnect. In other words, the devil ain't going to defeat him. And God was saying the devil ain't not going to defeat me. And that's what God said to you. The devil not supposed to be defeating you, although he's coming against you, but he's not supposed to defeat you. The Bible said, think it not strange when these 5 trials do come to try you as though some strange thing. But it is the will of God concerning Jesus Christ in you. Galatians 6:9, it said, let us not be weary in what? Well doing. In due season, you're going to do what? Reap if you do not what? Faith. In other words, you got to do it over and over and over and over. And when do you stop being a father? Never. When do you say, well, I ain't gonna do no more work for my children? They 4 and 5 and 3 and 1. So I ain't going to work today because I don't feel like it. No, you look at that responsibility and say, I got to get up here whether I feel like it or not. These kids got to be fed, my wife got to be happy, and I got to go to work. Amen. I tell you what, you stay home too long, your wife ain't going to be happy. You ain't either. So he told the man, gave him a responsibility, put him in a place so that he could work. There's nothing wrong with work. Nothing wrong with work. There's nothing wrong with work. And a matter of fact, sometimes we do a lot of work. I know, anybody in here have done a lot of work in their lifetime. The men have done a lot of work. Even though every job you had, that was work. Getting up in the morning, whether you felt like it or not, going to work, staying there 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever time, how many hours they required of you to do. If it ain't but 2 hours, that was work. And so here as a man today, as we look at our society, we need to fall back and get our men back to the Word of God so that they can be men. Men are not man is not a man just because he had a baby. That's not a man. A man has responsibility and obligation, and he's willing to fulfill that responsibility and obligation no matter what it takes. It don't matter what folks feel about it, what folks think about it. I got a responsibility. It's not my responsibility. It's not the government responsibility. It's not the community responsibility. It's my responsibility as a man. And I got to earn up. I got to walk up, stand up on my responsibility. Stand up and say, hey, look, I got to tighten this up. I got to do better than this. I got a whole family waiting on me. I got a whole, I got family, I got a children, I got everybody is waiting on me. So here we find in the Word of God, God spoke to Adam. He didn't talk to him a long time about it. He said, Adam, you got a job to do. This is your job right here. I'm going to create you. I'm going to put you in a place, and I'm going to put things before you, and I'm going to let you start working your mind. I'm gonna let you work first. I'm gonna let you work your mind. You tell me what that is. You tell me, give me that name of that fish. Give me the name of that animal. Give me the name of that bear. Give me the name of that. You tell me all of these different names. I know it's in you because you come from me. I know it's in you. It's not a doubt that it ain't in you. God's saying you have it in you because I placed it in you and you are a part of me. You can do it. It's not too hard. It's not too difficult. You can do it. The Bible says, the one scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. In other words, the ability that God has placed on the inside of me. Tell somebody the ability that God has given to you may be totally different than the one he's given to me. But I still have ability. And you have a responsibility too. And the ability that God has placed in you, you ought to be so glad that God given you a voice that you can sing, you can play the guitar, you can read, you can write. You ought to be go all the responsibility that God has placed in a man. As man start using that responsibility, God give them more responsibility. God never allows you to give you one thing and just let it go down, lie dormant. And you not to use it. He wants you to use it to your fullness. It's like having an automobile, and all you do is get in and drive it. Never turn the radio on. Never read the menu. Never know nothing about it. Just get in and drive it. But you don't know how it works. But all of that has been placed in your hand, and all you got to do is take a little bit of time, mash your button. And you'll find out a lot of things about this automobile that you didn't know. And all they had to do is put a little work in, a little effort in. So here Jesus, God was saying, I placed man in the earth. His earth rim, he has been put in the earth rim to do what? Some work. Work sounds like a bad word to some folks. Work sounds like a bad word to some folks. But tell somebody, work is in my vocabulary. Work is my vocabulary. Tell Steve, see, work is in your vocabulary, you just can't sleep all day. I don't care what kind of work it is. You might be a writer. Work is in your vocabulary. You're going to get to a point, man, I got to be writing. I got to write this book. I got to write this song. I got to write this because it's in me. It's just like a guitar player. He don't just come to church to play. He got to practice while he's at home. He got to practice before he get here. So here, a responsibility has been given. And as you use the responsibility, God keep giving you more responsibility. Every time you use that responsibility, God said, let me give you some more because you need to work what I've given you because there's so much more in you. More than you know is in you. Praise God. You're looking at your limitation and, well, I don't know how to sing, but God said you have so much more to offer. You have so many more talents. And so in a man, see, when man likes a man always likes to be promoted or cheered on, praised in what he done. A man, if you want to get man to do more, just tell a man, you did a good job. So man, you was always showing up at work every day on time. Man, you work hard and you didn't goof off, man. And what he does, he just started working more. He just started working overtime. He just started working right on through his break because he loved his job. He loved his responsibility. But if you tell a man he ain't doing a good job and you don't want to work, and he gonna just keep lagging off. You ever seen that happen? Oh no, y'all ain't got to. Y'all men, y'all can speak up now. Forever hold your peace. But the responsibility God has given to a man is so great, it's so powerful. It's not only that man wants us to work in the church; he wants us to work on a regular job and a regular responsibility, so that we can be an example to the world. When we get on the job, we don't complain, oh, man, today sure is a long day, and I don't know all of this work I got to do. We were on in the Lord, we're excited, man. I just can't wait. I'm going to go in here, I'm going to do my work, and I'm going to do all this. And they're going to be wondering, how are you so happy doing all this work I've given you? Because it's in you. God has placed it in you. He has given you a responsibility, and he want to wait. He want to see what you're going to do with the responsibility he has given to you. As Adam went along doing what God told him to do, start naming the fishes, start naming the birds of the air, start naming all the animals and all of these things. It was just so amazing that God had placed all of this into one man. He started a family with one man. He started a whole family with one man and a woman. Adam and Eve. Remember? A whole family started with two people, because the man had a responsibility, and he had a great responsibility. So he just couldn't just sit around and say, well, you know, I don't like my job. I don't want to work today because today is Blue Monday. You know, and I don't want to work Friday because I got paid. But the man was so enthused about the responsibility that God has placed in his hand. And we as men, we ought to be so enthused about the responsibility that God has placed in our hands that we don't have to wait for somebody to beg us to do what we're supposed to be doing anyway. Amen. Our responsibility, we should be so excited about being a man. I'm a man. Yeah, somebody say, I'm a man. You heard a saying say, I'm a man. But what? Show me you're a man. If you don't show me you're a man, you ain't a man just because you wore his pants. You'll hear men say, I'm the man of my house. Right? As long as they ain't there, I don't know. Yeah, you know what I do. I'm the man. I'm the man to wear the pants of my right. I run things in my house, right? Okay. Wash machine, vacuum cleaner, dishwasher. Sure. Good. That's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong with a man washing the dishes. Ain't nothing wrong with a man running the vacuum cleaner. Ain't nothing wrong with a man doing all the chores in the house. Praise. Ain't nothing wrong. That don't make you a weak man. That make you a real man. That make you a man of God, that you stand up and take a responsibility, because he has put you over in charge, gave you dominion. If he gave you dominion, he's giving you dominion to do stuff. He gave you dominion. He gave you dominion over it to do something, to make it work. Make it work. To make it work, I'm giving you dominion. So to make it work, you got to do it. So you got to put a lot of effort into it. So here's Father's Day. We are talking about men of God. And there's so many things. Our world is in a place now. We need some men to stand up. We need our men to stand in the gap for our men. Oh, yeah, we need the men. If we look at our society, the prisons are full of men that's not supposed to be there, because the man has left their obligation. And when they left their obligation, they failed in a lot of areas, so they left a lot of loopholes open for the enemy to come in and take charge and take hold of our men. Because the father was not around. The father was out nowhere to be seen. The father was not there. So it left a loophole for the enemy to come in and try to destroy the whole generation of mankind. And deceive which of a man. And we as men of God, we got to stand up, take responsibility, and say, God, I will stand in the gap. I will intercede for our men. I will intercede for our families. I will intercede for our government. I will intercede. See, and we may not be in the government. We may not be in the prayer, in the system of the government or the law or whatever, but we still need to know how these things operate. As men of God, we need to know how these things operate as men of God, so that we can be up on top of things, that we can stop a lot of the things the enemy is trying to do to us, because we have not been the man that we're supposed to be. And if we can say, if we be honest with ourselves, we all have failed. We have missed the mark. We might have been a good husband. Yeah, that not ran around, but there's still some lot of things that we could have done. A lot of things we could have did it different. A lot of things if we'd have held it in a different manner. So to be the man that we want to be, we got to seek the face of God, ask God, what should I do in this situation? When should I do it? How should I handle it? And God, when you speak to me, I'm going to move on what you said, in spite of what it looked like, in spite of all the odds, in spite of all the opposition, I'm going to stand on your word, I'm going to do what you say, and I'm going to be the man of God so I can show the world how to be a man. I'm going to show the world how to be a man. Where I think a man is, well, I get all the women, I have all the women, they don't know a man. That's a pimp. That ain't no man. A real man wants one woman. Amen. So here we see in the Word of God, and I'm almost closing now. I'm almost see, when God gave him all of this responsibility, it was left up to him whether he will follow through or not. God all allows us. If we want to, he's not going to force us or make us do anything. He's going to give us an opportunity that we can be the man and we can be in charge so that we can rule. In other words, we're going to dominate. In other words, we're not going to let the enemy defeat us in anything that we're trying to do. I'm going to be the first partaker, the man. Here we find in the scripture as Adam listened to God. Spoke, he had to listen. Just a good time, he had to listen. After getting a job, you got to do the work. After getting the wife, you got to take care of it. Now, each time, he was given more responsibility. When he just had the wife, when he just had the job and no wife, he had a great responsibility. But when he came to have a wife, he had a greater responsibility because he had to forget about himself. Before, when you're alone, when you're a man and you ain't married, you ain't got no responsibility but just you. You ain't got an answer to nobody. Nobody got to know where you, well, I go to the grocery store and stay long as I want to, go shopping and stay well and spend all the money I want on me because there ain't nobody but me. But when you get a wife, it's a totally different thing. You got to think about her and yourself. So now, the picture has shifted off of you and shifted on her. Now, here, the thing was that God said, I'm going to put you in the garden, Adam. I want you to take care of the garden, Adam. So now, I'm going to put you in the garden, but I still see you not happy just being in the garden. I'm going to give you a helpmate. I'm going to give you somebody alongside you that will think like you think, act like you think, and do what you do to help you make this a greater task and an easy one at that. I'm gonna give somebody along with you. It's to make when God give you a wife, it's to give you somebody to complete you. It's to complete you ain't completed by yourself. It's that wife is given to you to complete you. See, when she makes you shine, when there's other things that's missing. She makes you look good before you put your clothes on and comb your hair. She tell you what color socks you need to be wearing with that gray suit. She tell you what kind of tie to put on with that suit. You know, it's a makeup. Now, and she got help make, right? What you said, a help meet or whatever, how you want to make it. But she gave you somebody to see what you couldn't see. Oh, God, you was good. Now, you could dress it. You're pretty sharp, but when you gave your help meet, you got even sharper. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she made you shine even greater. She made you greater in a different way. You don't know it yet, single man. You don't know it yet. You're looking in through the mirror right now. You see, well, they got a good marriage. But you don't know what made that marriage good. It was the helpmate that made it good. That helpmeet, she had that wife that put up with you long time. That long suffering. Amen. It was a long suffering. You got any wives in the house can say amen. Any women in the house say that was long suffering. Y'all ain't got to say amen. I know it is. Amen. But it's all good, though. tell somebody it's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all good. That's why you need to know the one that God sent you, she was the one. Because she put up with you when nobody else was going to put up with you and told you what you ought to do, how you ought to do it, when you ought to do it. But when you got out in the public, nobody knew. She told you. Y'all ain't got me. I said, when you got out in the public, nobody know. Y'all, yeah. Brother Ron, green shirt and the blue tie. Yeah, nobody know because the wives have told him now. He didn't know it. We didn't know it, but the wife at home schooling him. Brother, yeah, but the wife at home schooling you. Now, I ain't there right now, but I tell you what, this is what you need to put on. These are the kind of shoes that you need to wear with this suit now. When I leave, I know I ain't right around right now, but when I get there, I don't want you to say to Widow, when I did, he had on the wrong colors out there because we men's are colorblind. Right? We are. But we need a helpmate. We always need a helpmate. And so all you single women, all you single men, praise God. You said, Lord, send the right one. But when the Lord sent her now, you're going to say, Lord, I don't want her. But tell somebody, she's going to complete you. No matter of fact, she's going to complete you. Yeah, that's the one he sent to you is going to complete you. Oh, yeah, he's going to make you shine. Oh, man, behind every good man, what? Is a good woman. As a matter of fact, sometimes in front of a good man is a good woman. It just depends on how you look at it. It depends on how the man look at it, amen? It ain't how the puppet look at it. Because you ain't going to see it the way we see it. The wife and the husband going to see it in a different view. But the public going to see it different. And so I have a problem with these men don't want the woman to tell them nothing. I got a problem with it. Because it ain't scripted. They just pull something out of there where the woman ought not to do this. And the woman ought to be submissive. The man should be submissive too. That's the two same. So I'm almost through. But the Bible is talking here. I'm talking about because it's Father's Day. And all of you that are not fathers, thank God you're going to be fathers one day in the future. Just looking forward for that. And in the future, then you'll know what to expect, and you can take an example for all us veteran husbands, all these veterans, all us veteran husbands. You know, I'm a veteran at 43 years almost. I'm a veteran, but still ain't good at it yet. I'm still practicing. Amen. How many still practicing? Now, I ain't got to be the only one practicing. I know some other me is practicing too. It's all good, though. It's all a good thing, though. Tell them it's a good thing. So God gives us a responsibility. Our responsibility never ends, whether it's in the church or out of the church. Praise God, our responsibility never ends. It never, whether my wife is around or not, my responsibility is just as great as when she's in my company is out of my company. My responsibility to her is just still the greatest. Still great. So we as men have such a great responsibility in this day and hour that we cannot just sit back and be happy without taking our responsibility and taking charge of doing what we need to do to make things work in life. And it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always be easy, just run down a runway and just like an airplane going down the runway. You see those large airplanes, you know how they make long airstrip and some of them short because the airplane is so large, it needs a long runway before it can take off to get to the momentum. Same way in our lives, we need God's direction, our God's guidance to get us off the runway in life through our failures and mistakes. And we take it on the runway, and we can look back and say, yeah, 40 years has been that long? 12 years has been that long? But he gave us a long runway to God. The longer we've been together, the meaner the longer the runway is. Amen? Yeah, if you just got married yesterday, you got a short runway. You ain't got there yet. Yeah, you look at it. Because you ain't experienced all these, you ain't experienced a lot of things yet. But once you've been together, you got to know what she going to say. You got to know what he going to do. You told him not to do it, you know he going to do it anyway. Praise God. But thank God. See, this is why we have to learn the scripture, and we have to learn our responsibility. It takes time to grow and mature in God. Nothing just happens. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. And that's where Adam found himself after God had given him all the responsibility. He found out he had more work that he had to put into so it could come to pass. And the moment he stopped working, that's the time he disobeyed God. He has free time on him. So when the wife presented this fruit to him, he had a lot of free time on hand, and he had not had a conversation with God, and the enemy started talking with him and got him off track. And if he'd have been so busy doing what he's supposed to do, he wouldn't have had time to worry about all the other stuff. It wouldn't have made no difference. If he'd have been so busy about doing what he was called to do, to take care of the garden, till the ground, and make sure everything operated right, and know that he had a helpmate there now to help him make it better. And that's where life is about. Life is about being better. Everything we do ought to be better, make us better. Our experience through life should make us better. If our experience through life is not making us better and making us bitter, we have not learned from the things that we've gone through. The life things that we go through should make us better at it. Better at it. Amen. Better. So we're going to stand, and we're going to stand. We're going to stand. They're here, anyone today. And I want to talk as a father. We was talking about fathers, because you cannot leave the woman out. The woman has to be included in any given message. The woman has to be included, because they both is so important in the kingdom of God to fulfill the purpose of the will of God for our lives. And as we stand here today, know that God has so much more for us that we can become and we can do. And our job does not end today. It has a lot more we got to do, a lot more responsibility. We got to run into men, and we tell the men, pull up the pants. But if you tell a man to pull up the pants, you got to tell him why. You got to give him a job. You got to give them a responsibility. When you tell somebody to do something different, you got to give them a reason why they're doing something different. If you're going to be a better man, you got to tell them, how can I be a better man? What's going to make me a better man? Loving God, loving God's word, loving yourself. When you love yourself, you're going to love others. And you're going to love your wife as you do yourself. And so here, as we just continue to hold fast to the promise of God in our lives, and know that we have such a great responsibility in the world that we live in, our generation on to come, our grandkids are coming along, we want to leave a legacy after we're gone that they can say, oh yeah, this is what God requires and this is what God expects of me as a man of God. I want to be that example. And generation gone on, we can look back, yeah, this is what we went going by, this is why, what has happened, and this is what God blessed us through our obedience to him. And all of it is about obedience. None of these things are going to take place if we're not obedient and we're not willing to accept the will and the plan of God for our lives. And it's not just going to happen now. After we accept it, we got to put some work in it. We got to continue to work. Got to work on it day and night. And if there's anybody in here today, this is our prayer. If you're here today, you desire prayer. You may not know the Lord as your Lord and Savior. This is an opportunity that you can give your life to Jesus. He will change your life. Your life will never be the same again. You'll be a new creature in Christ as you don't know him. And if you already know him and you just desire prayer, you just want somebody to pray with you and for you, we are here today. We are here
You desire prayer, we're here. Whatever your needs may be, God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh in us. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for these your people as you continue to bless, as you continue to move by your spirit, as you continue to direct and lead us and guide us and keep us most of all in your perfect will. And Lord, and we'll forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. And we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for men today. We thank you for fathers today. Thank you, God, that you have risen up. You have raised up some great men of God. You have them, men that love you, God, and men that have sold out to you. And God, we thank you. They are great fathers. And God, and we'll forever give you praise for them. We thank you for families today. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. We consider yourself dismissed. God bless you today. We love you. We love you. Happy Father Day. You have a great Father Day. Father Day. We thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention real quickly, because I had for Bishop, one of our awesome members, Sister Celeste Watkins, sent me a text to make sure Bishop got this for his Father's Day. But let me read this to you. This is from Celeste Watkins. Couldn't make it today, but she said, "Bishop, thank you for all you do. I respect you as being my leader. You are a man of integrity, good character, strength, a great father. Your children are for your children. And you don't play and you don't play in warfare." Amen. He does do that for sure. "I pray many blessings upon you. Love you, Sister Celeste." That's from her bishop, and God bless you. You all give the Lord a hand clap of praise. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've been listening to Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, on the Kingdom Life radio message today. The message was for men, and men, we want you to take that to heart and be the man of God you're supposed to be in Jesus' name. So we thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time. Hey, this is Kingdom Life radio messages coming up. We got another one coming up at 7 p.m. Don't miss it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on the next work. God bless you now. Bye-bye.